Cake Talk.
The music feature.
So I had quite a funny night at the Baxter Theatre last night where I ended up not seeing the show I thought I was going to see. And I'm actually quite glad because instead I ended up catching one of the last remaining performances of another show entirely called Cape Jazz is Lekker. And I'm so glad I did because lekker it is and then some. What a fantastic show. What a fantastic night. Wonderful music. Some hugely talented performers on stage. So many highlights. I don't really know where to start. I had such a fun evening there. And I know Bianca interviewed the show's creator, Jonathan Rubain, while I was on leave a couple of weeks ago. So apologies to anybody who's already heard that interview, but if you are if you went to the show, you'll understand why I want to make sure that there is not an empty seat in the house for the remaining two performances. So apologies if this is second time around for you as listeners. It's welcome again to Jonathan Rubain, an extraordinarily talented young man and the creator of the show. Jonathan, I have still got a smile on my face and a tap in my toes nearly 24 hours later. Well done. It is absolutely spectacular show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for playing. It's just been an amazing 5 weeks, and I'm also smiling.
Awesome. 5 weeks, as you mentioned last night, that's an extraordinarily long run for any kind of gig. When did you first have the idea to put together a tribute to the great legends of Cape Jazz?
Well, I had a show in August called I'm in Love with a Guitarist. And then I went to, after the show, I went to speak to the Baxter, the planning manager, about this idea that I have to honor the legends. But I thought we can do it in 2018, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked me, okay, are you keen on doing the festive season? And I was like, what? Because the festive season is the biggest gig at the Baxter, you know. And so in my mind, it was going to be 2018, but the opportunity arose, I was like, yeah, let's do it, and it's just been so well supported and well received, and it's great.
I mean, you're talking about great musicians that you are remembering who are no longer with us, but you've also got some pretty impressive great musicians on stage with you as part of the team.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the performers, let's talk about the men whose legacy you honor in this show. For the sake of those who haven't yet been, talk to us about who you chose to pay tribute to.
Yeah. Errol Dyers, I've played with him for about 2 years, and that in itself is just like a beautiful experience. Robbie Jansen, Robbie got us, myself and Kyle Shepard, Robbie got us to compose our songs, and he allowed us to play those songs in his band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here we were playing with a legend, and the legend were playing our music. You know, so I mean, that was just awesome and priceless moment. So for me, it was always about, I always want to honor them whenever I have an opportunity to honor them. And I mean, the likes of Tyler Peterson as well.
Yeah,
you know, his achievements, his success at the Baxter Theatre, especially, you know. But yeah, and so it's just important for me to honor the people who have done it before us, because we'd never be able to do what we do today if it wasn't for them.
Mm.
So that is why I chose those guys, as well as Tony Shilder, Hotep Galeta, Abdullah Ibrahim, which I think is the father of Cape Jazz and Guma.
I mean, there were so many extraordinary moments last night. The song that you wrote in tribute to Tyler Peterson, one of the absolute moving highlights, the rendition of Mannenberg was extraordinary. The talent on stage with you. Okay, you've mentioned Tony Shilder, of course, his son Hilton, an integral part of that show. And for me, it was an absolute privilege to finally get to see him play live on stage on that wonderful grand piano. You had the young Kyle Shepard with the Errol Dyers tribute with Lung Array, which was fantastic. In fact, the thought went through my mind that one day, Jonathan, I want to have a job that I enjoy as much as your band was enjoying themselves last night.
Yeah.
Most notably, I've got to mention your percussionist. I mean, what a talented guy.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's amazing. I actually told him last night that he's not just a backing member anymore in the band. He's part of the show. He's actually a front man that stands at the back. People love him, you know.
Yeah.
And Hilton Shilder, I've spent so many years with him in the beginning years, so having him on the show is just is just awesome, and the way he plays that piano is, you know, he has a sound. When you listen to his compositions, that's a, you can feel the sound, you know. And Mink, Carl Shepherd, I mean, he's just on another level completely, you know. So it's just great having these guys. I mean, for Kyle and I, we have a great chemistry going, to have him on this one is, it's really, really, really great. And we get to go to work every night. I'm gonna miss it. It's the last two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. So I think Monday night at 5:30, I'm gonna check. Hey, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Why am I at home? You know.
Yeah.
I think it's a real, real blessing to be able to do what you love doing, and not many people have that opportunity, and is blessed with that. So I think musicians are really, really blessed with that opportunity.
You could see that on stage. I mean, I've also got to mention your guitar maestro, David Ledbetter, who you could see was lapping up every moment on stage. And then I would be remiss in not mentioning, for me, probably, one of many highlights of the night, but the extraordinary stripped-down version of My African Dream, Vicky Sampson's song, that Candace Thornton sang. It was goosebump stuff. Where did you find her, Jonathan? She's amazing.
We recorded a song together called Reason to Smile, and ever since, I've always tried to use her on different shows, and I knew that I'm going to need her for this one, because I knew she's the only person that can do justice to that song. Mm. Because, I mean, African song is like a Whitney Houston song. You don't cover Whitney Houston. you just don't do that, unless your name is Linda Davis.
Yeah.
But you just don't cover that. You know what I'm saying? So when we were going to cover African Dream, I knew it was going to be Candace. And every night, what happened last night happened for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
People were just blown away by that reaction. It's out of this world. Every night I sit on stage and I'm like, wow, because you know what, Papa, she every night there.
We're losing the line a bit there, but I think we've got the most important names mentioned and recognized, not forgetting Spencer Kennedy, who directs the band. Jonathan Rubain, congratulations again on such a wonderful show, a celebration of music. As you mentioned, every single song performed last night, written here in Cape Town, just capturing memories of wonderful Cape jazz and Guma. There are only two performances left tonight and tomorrow night. Please, let's not have any empty seats in the house. They don't deserve it. Tickets ranging in price from R100 to R250 each, and it is on at the Baxter Theatre tonight and tomorrow night only.